Lord, we're just asking you to be with us today as we worship you, as we study some scripture to figure out how to tell people how Jesus is in my heart, Lord, and just help us, Lord. Put me out of the way and let people's ears be open to what you're going to tell them today. We ask all of this in your name. Amen. Yeah, I want to thank all of praise team, all the choir members. It was kind of like, you know, it's like, okay, you know, we're talking about Jesus in our heart. I want people that sing from the heart. And I'm like, whoever walks by while we're practicing, I'm going to say, hey, come join us. Come join us. So there comes Scott and Susan. Come on up here. And they did. Aaron came in. Yeah, come on in. Art was there. Sorry about that, Art. Yeah. And Char came up. Yeah. Is Jesus in your heart? Complicated, isn't it? A little behind the scenes I've shared with my Sunday school class. I do this big outline. Okay, I'm going to preach this. And here's my sermon. Here's my notes. And boy, it'll be so organized. Woke up this morning and I just felt like God's, are you talking to me? Hang on. So can I share what I got? You know, I always kind of hate it when somebody says, God revealed something to me. I'm like, well, he didn't me. You know, it should be more than one person if God reveals something to you. That way it's someone's, not someone's personal idea. But this isn't Dan's idea. This came from God. It came from Scripture. Hebrews 3:12. I'm going to be jumping around a lot of scriptures. If you want to take these notes down and study them this week. But Hebrews 3:12 is where I'm coming from to begin with. See to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from God. Well, so here we are talking about hearts and having Jesus in our heart. And it says in Hebrews, see to it, brothers and sisters, you don't have a heart that turns away from God. The best way I've done that all my life is this is you and this is Jesus and this is where you want to be. But sometimes sin comes between you and Jesus, and he's usually always there, right? He's always there. He's the cornerstone. We tend to stray. We tend to walk away. And then whatever gets in between us, that's called sin. That's a churchy word, sin. But that could be bad habits. That could be anything bad. That could just be your time that you're not spending with God. Anything that comes between you. So to have a right heart with God, you want to be right there. Kind of makes sense? Let's get that first step out of the way. You don't want to have an unbelieving heart. I mean, if you're sitting there right now, and I got to stomp your toe. I wore my boots today to stomp them. Oh, yeah, I've got Jesus in my heart. I've heard that. Yeah, I come to church. I read scripture. Yeah. But you're not believing? If you have an unbelieving heart, that's where you're brothers and sisters are wanting to say, hey, come here. We got to talk. We got to tune you up a little bit. We got to change how you're thinking. Don't have a sour heart. Have a Jesus-filled heart. How do you know what kind of heart you got? Matthew 6:21 will tell you. Where your heart is, where your treasure is, there your heart will be as well. Well, that's for you to decide. I'm not going to come and say, okay, let me see where your heart is. Tell me what's going on. You live every day, every life. What's going on in your world? Does it involve Jesus? Is he in your heart, or are there other treasures that have kind of filled in that area? Again, this is kind of a self-help, self-doctoring. Tune your heart up a little bit with God. Let me do it this way. Ronnie Millsaps, country singer. Oh, some of y'all have heard of him. He's blind. He's a country singer. He's blind. And he's got this song that he sings. There's a sound that's come between us, talking to his wife. There's a sound that's come between us that I've never heard before. Well, to me, that's astonishing. A silence has come between us that I've never heard before. What's the next line? He's blind, and I can't see in your eyes the love that I've seen before. There's some changes coming on. I'm beginning to understand. And he says, a blind man says, I feel like in my own house there's a presence of another man. Now, when I hear a blind man singing that, well, I like the country song anyway, but that's just so profound that I'm like, that speaks to my heart. There's a silence here between us. You've had that silence before, whether it's between you and your husband, wife, or between a friend. Like, I must have said something wrong. I'm hearing the silent treatment. That heart's not quite in tune anymore, is it? But when a blind man says, I feel like there's somebody in my house, I feel like you can explain to someone a little bit better. When somebody says, do you have Christ in your heart? Do you have Jesus in your heart? It's an example that I use. It's like my house. It's my innermost being. I want Jesus in my innermost life. That way he is involved with my thought process, involved with my daily activities, involved with where my treasures are. So another verse of scripture, how do you know your heart? Psalms 27:19, as water reflects the face, so one's life reflects the heart. So, looking in the water, you see yourself. Look at your life, and you can see what kind of heart you have. Let's go on to the next scripture, Proverbs 3:5. I'm looking at my heart, Dan. I'm seeing what's what. Some of you are going, I do have Jesus in my heart. I love him. I have him. Some of you are going, I don't quite understand what to do with your heart. Proverbs 3:5. Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Y'all don't know how much comfort that gives me. That gives me about as much comfort as seeing these ladies holding these little babies. They just got it made. That baby's just having a wonderful time. Your Lord and Savior, Jesus, wants to provide you with comfort. And he does that by saying, trust me. Trust the Lord with all your heart. And this is my favorite, I guess because I'm left-handed, so that means I think with my right side, and that's 90% of y'all are already, no wonder he's different. We just never can quite connect. I'm in the wrong side of my brain. But what does it say? Lean not on your own understanding. I have not found in the Bible, we've got Bible scholars in here that'll tell you the same thing. You don't have to understand everything that's in the Bible. You have to believe with your heart. And then confess with your mouth. And then that churchy word shows up. You're saved. So how do you have Jesus in your heart? How do you become saved? You confess with your mouth. You tell other people. I'm starting to believe. Still don't quite understand. But I believe that God sent his son. And that he died on the cross. And I sure don't understand how he died and rose again. But I believe it. And if he's got that strength and power to raise his son from the dead, he will do the same thing for me and you. And that's called believing. And we say that's in our heart. Why your heart? Proverbs 4:23. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. We talked about it in Sunday school this morning, putting on the armor of God. To guard ourselves, to protect ourselves. And I'm one of these that says, we need to go out into the world and love on them. We just need to love on them. But you better suit up with some armor or you're going to get eviscerated. Right? There's a spiritual battle going on. There's evil. There's a warfare, and we're caught in it. Yes, we need to love on people, but I need to have the whole suit of armor. If I don't have the helmet, that's where he's going to come after me. If I don't have the belt of truth, that's where he's coming. So it says, guard your heart. Also it says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right, steadfast spirit within me. Another thing I like about the Christian walk that we have is Dan doesn't have to create a clean heart. I don't have to do some kind of ritual or say some word seven times over and over and over. I just have to go to God and say this gigantic, powerful prayer. If you want to write it down or memorize it, here it goes. Lord, help me. And that's it. I mean, oh, we could get into the religious things and the doc, you know. Keep it simple. You got a God that loves you. He is your heavenly Father. And he's wanting to hug on you like these little babies are being held right now. But he's got to have you to do one thing. Accept him in your heart. Believe that he's in your heart. Okay, I kind of get it, Dan. I'm going to say, God, I want you in my heart. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. I believe he convicted me and will save me and forgive me of my sins. I'm a Christian. I'm going to heaven. You're in heaven right now. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. Thank goodness for that, Lynn. I mean, here we are. I'm going to take the step and say I'm a Christian. Here comes the arrows. Here comes everything. But again, I don't have to depend on Dan. I depend on God to protect me, to provide for me. That's why we sing these songs. That's why, I mean, I'm telling you, the people that were up there singing, were singing from their heart. We're going to have another song here in a minute, and we're going to be singing from my heart. And I'm giving you an opportunity to sing from your heart. Now, you can go through the motions. The song we're going to sing is There's Within My Heart a Melody. Jesus whispers sweet and low, fear not, I'm with thee, peace be still. In all of life, ebb and flow. And the part you're going to sing, you get to sing the special today. You can go home and tell everybody, I sang special in church today. Because they're on the chorus, I want the whole congregation to sing Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Is that a song most people know? Again, it's an opportunity for you to sing from your heart, to tell Jesus, fills my every longing. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go. Even when the arrows are being thrown at me. Even when I got to get in a helicopter. Even when I, you name it, fill in the blank. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Do you have Jesus in your heart? How do you know you do? The best way I can describe it to a fellow Christian is there is a peace that comes over you during those drives with the family. During those hard times, during those whatever comes about our way, whether we're praising God or whether we're dealing with some trauma, there's a peace that comes over you. That's from God. And that's when you can tell that Jesus is in your heart. Can you explain to a non-believer what it's like to have Jesus in your heart? Well, if they asked me, I'd go, you got 30 minutes? You know, I could talk all day. It boils down to that scripture. Confess with your mouth. Believe in your heart. And that's it. And if it's easier for you to remember, Lord, help me, then you've done it. You've been saved. You've been become part of his kingdom. You're a child of God. That gives you a little sense of calm, a little bit of peace, doesn't it, Fred? I could go around here, and when I'm up here singing or playing the piano, I look at you guys. I'm on timeout. I love to see the expressions on your face because I know you're singing from the heart. God knows it too. He doesn't care about the mistakes. Those are fighting words to me when I sing or attempt to play a banjo or do something. I make a mistake. Somebody goes, I heard all your mistakes. I'm going, you heard with your ear. Did you not hear with your heart? And that's what we're after. One quick little story. We were at a church, a little country church back in Mississippi, and they had a fifth Sunday night sing. We kind of do that every now and then. Everybody come sing. Who wants to sing? Sign up. Well, Stacy and our family showed up, our daughter. And so one of the ladies in the church went, oh, we have guests. I'm going to sing. That was kind of a red flag right there, isn't it? I'm going to sing for the guest. And boy, that lady, she had an opera voice, you know. And it was during the Christmas time. And she did, oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. I mean, it was wow. Opera. Not my cup of tea, but wow. But I didn't hear it. And I guess it sounds like I'm judging. Well, forgive me if I am, but I heard nothing. And then this guy who would be called mentally handicapped in today's world got up there and sang the Little Drummer Boy. In church, you gonna sing Little Drummer Boy? He sang, sounded like this with your ears. Come, they told me, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, I have no gift to bring, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum. So, to honor him, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum, me and my drum. That guy had a big effect on me because there he was. You don't do that in church. You don't sing. And all the talented singers were like, oh, man. Ow. I heard him. Wow. So from that day on, oh, I love music. I love talented singers. We've got some talented singers in here. But, man, when you sing from the heart, whew, you can't beat that. You can't beat that. So when you're at home singing or when you're up here singing or when you're in the car singing, you beat that drum. I mean, I think God hears that. I think he's hearing the King and Country version of the drum, you know, the drummer boy and everything. I say this from the bottom of my heart, but I believe that because Jesus is in my heart. He's got this great big refrigerator in heaven. And my picture's on it. That's how I can relate to having Jesus in my heart. So when I shared that with somebody the other day, and they were like, how do you have Jesus in your heart? I said, well, I'm on his refrigerator. They could relate to that because they remembered the time before Dad went bad when he was proud of his little boy and put something on the refrigerator. And he was starving for that. And I'm like, oh, he's starving for it. There is a heavenly father. Sometimes our earthly fathers fall short. And that's what I shared with that guy. So maybe that's just a little seed that you can use when somebody says, how do you know when Jesus is in your heart? You can tell by the lifestyle. You can tell by the smile on their face. You can tell by how they act. You can tell by their passions. You can tell. You can just flat out tell that person's a Christian. And if you can have somebody walk up to you that you don't know, or maybe you're just starting to know, and they go, I don't know what it is about you, but I want some of that. Then you know your heart is sharing with other people. Does that happen? Do you have opportunities to share your heart with other people? They're out there. Those opportunities are there. We just got to be able to use our hearts. I'm going to use an example here. No, I don't play the banjo, but I'm going to pick it. So maybe it'll be enough to get the point across. But that song was, "There's Within My Heart a Melody." Jesus. We could just end it right there. That melody in your heart, is it from Jesus? Or is it from the world? I mean, your heart's so full of anger. Your heart's so full of fear. Your heart's so full of fill in the blank. Well, buddy, come on. Let's get back to this. Let's put Jesus back in that heart. Sometimes we stray. If he's never been in your heart, let's get him in there. After service today, we're not going to have an invitation, but I'm going to be standing here. If you say, "I want Jesus in my life. I want him in my heart. I believe." Well, then we got some talking to do. We got some celebrating to do. And I'd be glad to talk with you about that. But the song goes, "There's Within My Heart a Melody." Let's see. Fred and Kate, y'all could come up here. They're going to kind of help me with this example. And you are too, by the way. Every time we get to the chorus, I want you to sing. And I'm almost going to say, if it's not from the heart, you be quiet. But I don't want to do that. I want to give you an opportunity to sing Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And you're not singing to me. And I'm not going to be playing this to you. I'm playing this to Jesus. You know why? Because he don't count my mistakes. Y'all will be out there going, "Whoa, 1, 2, 3. That was a pretty good number of mistakes there, Dan." Jesus doesn't count your mistakes. You know how I know that? He says, "Ask for forgiveness." So every day I'm living out there and I play a wrong note, or I step, or I say something wrong, "Lord, forgive me." Done. Let's move on. Sing another song for me, Dan. You're on my refrigerator. I want to hear another song. I want you to live another day in your life for me. And that's what this is all about. So one of the verses is, sin and sorrow. Monty, find that verse for me so everybody can see it, where it says sin and sorrow, and then you can go back to that one. Maybe the second verse. "All my life was wrecked by sin and strife." And this is Dan talking. I may be talking for you. "Discord filled my life with pain." You know what a discord is? That's a discord. That honestly hurts, especially you people with musical ears. That hurts. "Discord filled my life with pain." So you're living in discord right now. You're in church today. Glad to have you here. But maybe in your life you're full of discord right now. It's just not working. But Jesus swept across the broken strings instead of discord. Jesus comes into your life. I like that sound. He swept across the broken strings and he stirred the slumbering chords again. "There's within my heart a melody. Jesus whispers sweet and low. Fear not, fear not, I am with thee. Peace be still in all of life's ebb and flow." Join with me. "Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go." All right, stop right there. in my feeble attempt to show you how to live a Christian life, there's mistakes made. You're not perfect, but I sing to somebody who is. And I sing to somebody who's not going, you're not good enough. I sing to somebody that's hugging me like those babies are being hugged and go, that's my boy. So you'll hear and see me make mistakes my whole life. Ask Stacy. I make them every day. But if I were to concentrate on my mistakes, I just, well, sit on the couch and do nothing. Some of you may be doing that. You're worried about your mistakes. Well, here I am telling you from my heart, God forgives you of your mistakes. God doesn't say you're not good enough. God doesn't say anything, but yeah. So that's what it's like to hear from Dan's heart. What would it be like to hear from Kate's heart? Kate?
Jesus, Jesus, sweetest name I know, fills my every longing, keeps me singing as I go.
How about that? See, it's not just my heart. It's Kate's heart. It's your heart. It's anybody and everybody's heart. And it sounded different, doesn't it? Your life's different from mine. Everybody's life is different. But you got to have Jesus in your heart to live that life so that you won't be in discord. No, that just, no, come on, come on. Get in tune with God. Get in harmony with God. I face people that go, you know, Dan, I got your Christianity. You're good. I can do it on my own. You hear me? And I'm like, yeah, I hear you. You're on your own, all right. But let Jesus keep you in tune. I know somebody else has got a heart filled with Jesus. What about it, Fred? All right.
Feasting on his riches, love his praise, trusting himself in me. Always knocking on his smiling face, that I shall receive.
Here we go. That there's another heart. Are you singing from your heart today? Are you honestly singing Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know? Well, that's what I want to hear. Thank you for doing that. It's an opportunity today for you to do that. Oh, it's awkward. No, it's not. It's praising God. Let's praise him one more. Let's all sing a verse. Soon he's coming back. Do we have that one? And then join in that chorus. You sing it to God. Don't worry about what the person next to you is hearing. You're singing to God. Ready?
Soon he's coming back to welcome me, far beyond the starry sky. I shall wing my flight to worlds unknown. I shall reign with him on high.
Jesus, sweetest name I know.
worship from the heart. You just did it if you've never done it before. How about that? Did it feel peaceful? Calm? That wasn't from me. That was from God. This world is starving because their hearts are empty, or either they're filled with the wrong things. Someone will somewhere, somehow say, "How do you have Jesus in your heart?" You'd be ready to share with them. But why don't you go ahead and share with them by how you live, by where your treasures are. And that way, that person looks at you and goes, "Yeah, there's something different about you. I want what you got." And then you can turn around and go, "Thank you, Lord." Let's have a prayer. My dear Lord, we worshiped you today. And we sang and we played and we read scripture. And we felt you in our hearts. Maybe somebody for the first time has felt that in your heart. Lord, let them reach out and grab somebody and say, "I want to know more about this Jesus in my heart. I've heard about him for years. I've been to church for years, but I've never had him in my heart. I feel the peace that passes understanding." Let them grab out so that we can include them in the family of God, Lord. I thank you that you are my daddy. Sometimes, Lord, maybe I talk in a highly irreverent way, and by no means do I mean that. You are the most holy God, the most awesome God, the most omnipotent God, and yet I'm on your refrigerator. Soon you'll be coming back to welcome us. So Lord, would you cleanse our hearts and prepare us to meet you, to be excited to see you, not be scared, but to live each and every day knowing that you're in our heart. I thank you for everyone that's here today, and thank you for the time that they took to listen. May they take these scriptures and go home with them. May they never hear "He Keeps Me Singing" again without thinking about the time they praised you. May they never hear a banjo again and go, "Oh yeah, I remember now what that means." I love you so much, Lord. I'm glad that you're in my heart. I'm glad that all we have to do is to believe in our hearts, confess with our mouths, and we'll be saved. We ask this in your name. Amen. Amen. Amen.